Hi, welcome to the Imperfect Podcast. Nate discusses various topics through the eyes of a young Christian. The goal is to invite others to learn about Christianity through casual conversations with wonderful guests, especially people who want to grow in their faith.
Maybe I want to be the passenger princess. You know what I'm saying? Drive me around.
Before this episode begins, remember that none of us are perfect and that we are here to learn and help each other grow. Feel free to donate to Nate through Cash App at Imperfect Podcast. Make sure to follow the Imperfect Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We hope you take something great away from this episode. Enjoy!
Hi, guys.
What's how y'all up? Doing?
Hi, Nate.
So, everybody watching, y'all seen these two before. Y'all heard these two. Reintroduce yourselves real quick.
I'm going to give my elevator pitch. Hi, guys. My name is Sierra Chapman. I'm a sophomore. Sorry. Hey, guys. I'm Sierra. I'm here. I don't do anything other than work, so there's no shout-outs to be given. So.
You go to the gym.
Those are... That's
know,
like...
You do things.
My hobbies.
I talk don't about have, like, your Day in the Life series on TikTok.
Yeah, I be seeing little email notifications. You be messing up your captions at times. Respectfully.
It's been 30 seconds into this podcast. Anyway, I used to do Day in the Life things, but I've been really busy. And I got my wisdom teeth taken out, so I was in pain, and I refused to post. But, yeah.
And now she's no longer wise.
I still have two of them.
Ah, only half the wisdom. I have all four, so.
I have none of them.
Sucks to suck.
How does it feel being old, though? So.
By a month. And.
He's older.
3 days.
Hey, guys, I turned 21 next month.
That's insane. Right.
I feel like 16th, right? No?
Hmm?
Yes.
My birthday?
Yes.
No, that's Mike's birthday.
I know. Why did I think it was October 16th?
Because it's the 15th.
Ah.
Our days are right after the other. Yeah.
Hi. That was really okay. Loud. I felt like that was really loud.
That cough laugh is going to be gross.
I'm Beam. I make YouTube videos at KingXBeam on YouTube. I have a podcast, interviews. I really like movies, and I love my dog.
Jax.
Shout out, Jax. That's it.
So before we start, happy National Women's History Month.
Thank you.
It's actually National. Why is it?
It's International Women's
Day. So loud. It's actually, it's Women's Day.
It's International Women's Day.
Oh, that is
International Women's Day.
As of Friday.
You guys know that literally everywhere except for America, they get off today? Like, off work, off school.
So America doesn't care about their women.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Do you want them to come after you?
I'll take on the government. Me and Jax against the world.
Jax might survive. Maybe not you.
See, when I start my own business, I'm real. You know, I'm not going to reveal too much. Never mind. I got to gatekeep a little bit.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. Today's topic is self-love. Maybe music, but self-love. You know, usually I prepare stuff, but I didn't because I feel like you can't prepare stuff about self-love, you know? It's about things you experience, things off the dome. All I got, though, is I'm going to start doing these going forward. I got Bible verses. I have two. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in his... Wow. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. At 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will still pass away. That was a lot of reading.
That was a long verse.
I'm out of breath. But basically, what I want to take from that is Romans 5:8. It's saying God loves us even though we're broken. So that's the reason we should love ourselves. And the next verse, like just describing love, just teaching you how to love yourself and love others. Y'all say something real quick so I can catch my breath.
You got it. I'm gonna take a swig of water while you talk.
You haven't even done anything to need a swig of water.
You have to stay hydrated.
Anyways, hey guys. I agree with the first one. I'm terrible at remembering things that people say, so I'm gonna label them as one and two. One, I feel like he is saying, like, oh, he loves us when we're broken, but he's also, like, getting to the point of, like, even though we're might be bad people at some point, you should still love yourself through whatever's happening and you're going through, because it's not like you actually physically change into someone else. Like, you're going through something, and it's, like, a mental, maybe physical, but mental issue that you're having. Not, like, mental illness, but a mental issue, if that makes any sense.
I understood.
Yeah.
What I gather from this is that it says that God loved us even while we were still sinners. So God loved us. God loved the worst version of us. The most. I don't know where that sentence was going. I couldn't think of another adjective.
Period.
But the absolute worst. Why does it? I don't know if it's going to sound peaky, but it just keeps like yelling at me, the mic. I'm so sorry. Anyway, God loved the absolute worst version of who we are. And I don't think that currently we're the worst version of who we could ever be. So why not love yourself now?
True.
If God loved the bad, love the pretty good.
Yeah, I think a way that I kind of trick myself into loving myself is I would think, like, I'll think I'm messed up right now. And then I'd go, like, there's a point in time where I was so much worse than I am now. Like, I may have had a different mindset. I may have been as close to God. I may have included God in my life at all. And then I would say, no, Nate, you're so much better than you were before. The you 10 years ago would love who you are now, where you want to go. Don't get me wrong. You got flaws. You got things to fix. But you're in a much better place, so you got to love yourself for that. And like you said, God loves us right now when we were at our worst and when we may be in our worst in the future. That's just really important to know in order to just help yourself know when to love yourself and how to love yourself.
Amen.
If I'm being real, like, right now, I'm mentally unwell. I was telling her about this earlier. And like I said, think about who you were before in a bad time. Like, compare yourself to that as good. But I think it's important to be aware of how you were at that point. Make sure you don't get back to that point. Because right now, I kind of feel myself getting to a point where I'm having that those similar mindsets, so much deja vu. So being, Tierra's just telling me, you got to pray about it and everything's going to be okay. And I'm jokingly saying, is it really? I know it's going to be okay. Like, over time, it's going to be good.
You're not dead yet.
I'm not done yet. That reminds me. The song Already Won by Anthony Brown. I relate to it so much because it says, when God's hand is upon you, it's already done. You've already won. So I always think of that and just think, you know, God has a good plan for me. I'm doing good things. I'm serving His purpose, spreading the word of God to others, trying to uplift others. So I just know there's good ahead.
That was good.
You know that That's Anthony good. Brown song, Enough, by Anthony Brown and Group Therapy? You should listen to that. It eats down.
Listen to Better by Ty Trivet. Really good song.
No, since we were talking about, let's go and talk about music a little bit. We're going to tie it in with self-love somehow. I don't know how, but we're just going to talk about it. Music is, like, it did play a role for me, like, recently over these last few days. Like, I've been down bad mentally. Like, I've been going to bad music that doesn't help me at all. Stuff like that. But when I do turn to that gospel music, that Christian-related music, that helps a lot. And it's just good for your mental health in general.
It is. Every morning I listen to my worship music, and I don't know. It's just, the music just brightens up your day, you know? It makes you feel good, as it should, because it's worship music. But I often find myself not listening to it to the rest of the day. And then, like, problems arise, and I'm going through things. And I'm like, you know, the next morning, I'm like, oh, maybe I should have listened to more worship music during the day. And I never do. I need to. It's just, it's hard to lock in. Life's a lot, and it's hard to, like, mentally, okay, let me do this, let me do that. But it's all a work in progress, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm the same way. Like, my morning routine is I would listen to Christian music first. My issue is I would go, like, oh, I listen to it in the morning, so I'm going to go listen to my other music, especially when I'm at the gym. So I'm like, for some reason, this music just doesn't help me work out better, even though I got some music I do listen to in the gym. But I do need to incorporate more throughout the day. And I've caught myself at times when I'm like, I need to listen to this music because my head isn't in a good space. I feel cloudy in my head, not feeling the right thoughts. So I need a better influence in my head, not curse words, violence.
That's real.
Bum bum.
That's real.
Anyways. That's bad. Don't forget not to, like, don't be too hard on yourselves. But also, I know it is. We talk. We know it is. But at the same time, like, if you're gonna start your day off like that, like, start your day off and, like, give yourself an hour into your day where you're listening to that only. And then, like, just progress like that. Because if you remember those 30 days of just listening to, like, Christian music, those were probably some of the worst times because I didn't know any songs that, like, made me feel the way that the, like, secular music did. And I feel like after those 30 days, it's a lot easier for me now to just pick up a gospel song and be like, oh, this makes me feel the same way as, like, Sexy Red does, which I don't like Sexy Red, but you didn't hear that from me. But, like, I can get hype in the gym to, I'm not saying I do what y'all do, but I can get hype in the gym to, like, a little Kirk Franklin without needing, like, the pick-me-up of more secular music because I'm listening for what it's saying. And, like, if it's telling me, oh, you're a great person. Oh, I'm a great person and I can lift 135? Yeah, you better. You're right, actually.
Yeah.
You're correct. Instead of Young Boy telling me that I'm gonna go kill and shoot somebody. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Young Boys.
Prison.
I was just, like, looking at our last episode, and I just looked at that clip. I was like, dang. Good times.
You posted it yesterday. We posted a clip of it. You were
that
thinking,
was actually the clip of it.
You were thanking the women.
That was actually that exact clip. It was just muted. That was exactly a Young Boy moment.
Yeah.
Dang, she didn't see it, and I definitely tagged her, too.
Mm.
Which account?
Yeah, Imperfect Podcast.
No.
At imperfect.podcast.
That's not what I'm asking, but actually Instagram. Don't answer it. Don't answer what I'm asking you.
I know what you were asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't answer it.
I was locked in there.
Anyways. Dang. So, like, let's go back to self-love right quick. What? Is there a moment in your life when you realize you don't love yourself enough? And if so, go and talk about it a little bit without giving too much detail.
That is a heavy question.
You said, let's have therapy.
And
right
not
now.
And not a lot of details.
Let's have therapy without the therapist.
Okay, what I meant by that is
that's a lot of detailed question.
Listen, don't name drop. Don't say anything you don't want the internet to hear. If you want the internet to hear your personal business, I don't care. I'll put some of my personal business out there. But, you know, say what you want to say.
I think there's definitely been times where I was like, dang, Sierra, you need some help. And not like a you're depressed or anything like that, but like you genuinely need to take a moment to figure out who you are in the situation, because the more that you put yourself in a position to help others and be empathetic and sympathetic, but mainly empathetic and putting yourself in other people's shoes, I feel myself consistently losing the love for myself where I'm giving the love to someone else. I don't think that's always a bad thing. I think a lot of the times it can be, though. Just because you or me, I feel like I don't have enough to give myself, so I'm just going to give it all away regardless. But, yeah.
I don't think I fully started, like, actually loving myself until the beginning of last year. I liked a lot of portions of myself, but I don't think I fully loved myself until the beginning of last year. Because I remember, like, all throughout high school, like, you know, I went in freshman year and I was like, oh, trying to be cool and whatnot. And then, like, I progressively, like, let some of the let's be cool factors of my life go. But the beginning, it was like the end of last year, the end of 2022, it was just like, I don't know, I came to the realization that I don't fully love who I am. I'm not fully, like, 100% being myself in every situation that I'm in, and I didn't like that. And so then I just chose to love everything about me unconditionally, and
that sounded, it was life-changing. So unrealistic.
But, like, okay, yes, but
sorry,
no.
That was so negative.
I mean, crazy to say. I see where you're going. Though,
you know what
but, like,
I mean? You were, yeah, just like, and one day, the world just flipped upside down. Actually,
like, of course, it was a journey. But, like I am where I am now. But, like, I made the realization that, oh, I need to get there at the beginning of last year, mm-hmm, and now I'm here.
That's true.
But it wasn't like I love myself, like. You know, it was a long journey, I will admit, but yeah.
Yeah, I kind of had a similar, not that I turned around immediately, but there was a point where I realized I need to turn myself around. And from that point, I started to appreciate the fact that I recognized my flaws and that I was working towards being a better person. And like you said, I liked myself over time, but I didn't love where I was. And it was mainly because I didn't have, well, my freshman year of college, I liked where my life was going. I think I liked the position I was in. Then things happened and I hit rock bottom. And I guess I could say I was depressed for a little bit. And I didn't have, what I didn't like about myself and about my life was that I didn't have a sense of direction where I wanted to go. And I was scared. I was just, like, living my life to be a failure. And then content creation came around like a year later in my mind. And then this podcast, me being closer to God. And that was like, what, last summer when I started all this. And that's when I realized I got a better love for myself. I was like, Nate, I love where your life is going. Even recently, with all these ideas I'm getting of how I want to do things, I'm starting to, I fully love myself now, but I have a better control of my life and I appreciate where I'm taking myself in life. And now the hard part for me is getting there and proving to others that my goals in life are tangible and profitable.
I like what you said, taking control of your life, because I feel like a lot of times throughout my life, I was living my life for other people. I was, like, doing things to please others, doing things so this group of people will like me, so I can fit in here, you know. I want to go hang out with these people, so let me do this. And then I just realized you gotta live for yourself. Stop doing all these things for other people that aren't gonna. I was putting 110% into a lot of relationships in my life where the other people were putting in 30. And once I started choosing me, I feel like it just turned my whole life around. Like, even with making YouTube videos, I remember I used to, like, look at, oh, this movie came out, so let me, like, rush watch this movie and make a video about this because it's going to be the most popular thing to do, people are going to like this. But now I just posted anything that I want that comes into my head and people love it. So yeah, choose yourself, take control of your life and do what you want to do. In accordance to God, of course.
I think going back to what Nate was saying, do you ever find yourself, like, basing your self-love or self-worth off of the accomplishments you've had instead of just you being the best or better version of yourself?
There's a lot to unpack there.
I've definitely beat myself up over the fact that I'm not as accomplished as others. Like, if you look at most people's college, let's say you look at most people's LinkedIn pages, They're like stacked with internships, experience. I have nothing. I have zero internships. I've been rejected to a bunch of internships because they will say you don't have experience, even though internships,
they're supposed to give you experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I hope none of them see this. but yeah, like I would find myself comparing myself to people because they have more accomplishments. They seem like their lives are going in better directions, especially financially, because I just sometimes I do feel scared about money. Like I just get the thought, like, as a man, I gotta prepare to take care of my future family and kids and myself. And I'm a relatively cheap and minimalistic person, but at the same time, I know money's gonna be an issue. And with my degree, it doesn't pay a lot. I walked away from a computer science degree, computer science and data analytics degree, that would pay me like three figures out of the first year. But for the sake of self-love and mental health, six. I walked away. What did I say?
Six.
You said three.
That's embarrassing. Six.
$999.
Sorry. Anyways, dang, what was I saying? But yeah, for the sake of mental health and self-love, I had to walk away from those six figures. And like I see, I have like my barber. He did an internship with some good company. I don't remember what it's called. I should know it, but he got a job offer for after college, and he's gonna get six figures. And he's my age. He's a junior in college. And even some other friends, like I would see them, I would talk to them, like, yeah, I got a job after college, I'm getting six figures. And I'm not jealous. I'm never gonna be jealous of somebody else, especially when they have more, if they have more money than me. But I just put myself in the thought that, where am I gonna get a job offer soon? Where am I gonna get an internship? What does my future look like? And I got tons of ideas of what I want to do with content creation, this podcast, my future, I'm going to say it, gym that I want to open, my Christian gym. I've been trying to gatekeep that, but I'm just saying it. But I need money to get where I want to go, and I need experience to get places in life. And that would just cause me to beat myself up and mentally just say, you're not worthy of being appreciated by other people. Especially when I'm trying to like make my parents proud. Like, they're working so hard to get me in college and pay for my tuition. And if I end up jobless or just a failure, then that just puts me in a terrible headspace, just a thought of that.
Going back to that LinkedIn page, coming from a person whose LinkedIn page looks like the one you were talking about,
yep.
Don't fall for the facade. I have quite a lot of experience, but it does not make me feel any better than you might think, because I'm also comparing myself to someone, and I know that doesn't help, but I think it's important to hear that sometimes even the people that are like doing well, we're not plus, like, I think going from a faith-based perspective, it might be hard right now because everyone else seems like they have something that you're wanting, or like the money aspect, which I can understand, obviously to a certain extent, because I am still doing engineering, but
women in STEM.
Anyways,
brave,
just not pray about it, but like have faith in yourself, because you've gotten as far as you have. And I remember you talking on like dinner views about what you were talking about. I won't spoil it because I know this is coming out before your podcast.
Wow. Yeah, she's right.
He said it's coming out in April. She's anyway, right. Just you have inspired not only your friends, I know you've inspired other people. You've started things that I don't think I ever would have started, because I don't know how to talk to people. I might have a cool LinkedIn page, but I can't network. I can't speak to people. I'm so nervous. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there that are like that too. So just take it with a grain of salt, but understand that you are awesome and you're doing great things. And I'm sitting here at this podcast because you asked me to, and because you're inspiring, and it's cool. And it's nice to be around people that are doing something with their lives, even if they don't know exactly what they're supposed to be doing. So.
Exactly. At least you're doing something.
You know? You're not on the street.
You could be one of those guys who just, you know, smoking weed every day.
Trapping.
Every single day. So you could I don't know how they do it. And they don't have jobs.
You could say.
Where are you getting the money for this? And it's just every day.
They're in debt.
Stay in debt. No, like, you're not cool, bro.
Not for sale.
they turn the flashlight on. They're like,
not for sale.
I hate when people. Side note: them people that are like, look at the bank statements, look at the bank, and then they post on their like Snapchat, or, like their Instagram, and they're like, hit me up in my DM, and I'll teach you how to get 10K a day. What bank? Forex. What are you talking about?
Bro, some lady tried to do that to us. We were filming. We attempted to film a podcast episode for 2-4 on Mafia, and then we were leaving the library we were at, and this lady was like, oh my gosh, we're having this class, you know, some guy that joined us last week, he learned how to turn $3 into $300 overnight, and she tried to get us to come.
Yeah, selling drugs.
She chases down the hallway, too. That was funny.
That reminds me of a very fond memory of my childhood.
What, you were scamming?
No.
She got scammed.
No, some guy tried to, like, me and my friends were in middle school, and we were outside the Crofton movie theater by the Crumble and stuff, and he was, like, telling us about the RIMP, but we were on a ramp, and he was like, the RIMP wants to give you money, and
I know what RIMP you're talking about, too. Yeah. It's on the right side of the building. I don't know what you're talking about.
He was just standing there, too. And mind you, our parents were, like, a little far away from us, so it was just like, this random old white man coming up to, like, I don't know. How old are you in middle school? 12?
Like, yeah. Something like that. 11, 12.
Yeah, like 12 and 13-year-olds. Yeah. So funny. That's funny. If Yvonne sees this, she's going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, first of all, thank you guys. Made me smile, but I just don't smile, so.
Or you could, that. Like, smile.
Smile. I can't break character.
Bro said I can't break character.
Yeah.
That is insane.
But comparison... I think comparison can be useful in many ways. That could also be very killer for you. Like y'all said, we could be in the streets, trapping, selling drugs. But we're doing something. We could be in college with the purpose of being in college just to go to parties and wasting our parents' tuition.
The frats.
Typical PWI goers.
You ain't gonna. Oh wait, you go to PWI.
I do.
Yeah.
Deep in them southern, southern trenches is.
Yeah.
Man. But you do. If you do compare yourself to, I'm not trying to put those people down. You know, I pray to God that they find a good purpose in life. But just comparing yourself to people that are lesser than you, or a version of you that wasn't where you are before. Like I said. That's a good thing, but what's bad is comparing yourself to people that are doing better, or at least seem doing better than you, like y'all said. And like you said about LinkedIn, you're totally right about the LinkedIn, like the experience, all that. Because like my roommate, he doesn't have a LinkedIn page, but he got an internship in a co-op and I think job offers or something like that. But and like you said, no, like I might know how to network and talk to people. I don't know how to do that either. I just talk in front of the camera and to my friends. But those skills are, like, that is very true. Like, it may look good. It may look like people are doing good, but realistically, they're not. Also, like, almost like social media. Wait, I can't talk about that too much because we're doing an episode on that. But I'll just say on social media, like, you'll see the best. You say this a lot. You see the best version of people. You don't see the flaws. Like, when you post a picture, you post the best pictures. Mm-hmm. When you take pictures, you're going to have a bunch of throwaways. And you pick, like, the 4 or 5 ones that you want to post. And that's also not revealing who you truly are and who that person really is. So, like, social media, like, just, I don't know what the word is. Like, there's cover-ups to show people may be doing good or they may be good, but you may be mentally better than others. Not to put anybody else down, but... The money, like you said, the money, the jobs, that's cool and all, but loving yourself, mental health, stuff like that, that's the most important part.
Social media is a single moment in a world of possibilities.
Okay, quote.
Bye.
Okay, quote.
That's a clip.
Oh my gosh. Look at Sierra dropping quotes in a podcast.
That's a tweet.
What? That's a tweet.
I don't. It's okay if he says it. You say everything's a tweet. Backtracking to the last podcast when Mike said that thing to you, but I thought you made it up, and then you come on the podcast and you're like, actually, Mike said that to me, and I was like, what? What am I saying? Credit.
I never took credit.
He did say it was Mike last night.
I gave credit.
He tweeted it out and didn't quote it.
What was he supposed to say? Oh, he's supposed to say like quotation marks.
I'm pretty sure I put it in quotation marks.
No, remember we checked and you didn't.
- Mike.
He's sick. He's like, shut up.
I'm gonna find it too. I'm gonna find it.
We literally checked this last time.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
So, it would appear that I didn't put it in quotes.
Exactly. Which is why I thought it was you. And there's no - Mike.
Well, I think that Mike would be happy if I stole his quote. Because...
Okay, but what if it, like,
he's letting me borrow it
one day?
He's letting me borrow it and show it off to the world. You know?
That's plagiarism.
He got on the internet and...
No.
That's the definition.
Not if the copyright owner is allowing me to use their work of art.
He wins.
Give him his coin.
He's a filmmaker. He knows what he's talking about.
That's what I'm saying. I make movies.
Filmmaker here.
I am in the process of making a short film, ladies and gentlemen. Watch it when it comes out in the future.
Period. Future.
Yes.
Guys, he didn't cast me in Sierra. He hates us.
Well,
he knows I can't act.
I wanted real actors, unfortunately.
Also live in the boonies.
I hate bad acting, so I wanted to get actual actors.
Mm.
It's my second biggest pet peeve. It's very close to first.
You know, since you just mentioned it, why don't we all drop a pet peeve of ours?
Obvious questions. Please don't
ask me.
I
hate when people
obvious question.
Eat and they have to, like, make sounds about it. No, not like smacking. The video I showed you. For lack of better words, people have to, like, moan when they eat. It's gross. It's weird.
It is indeed very weird.
It's worse because I've been watching this guy on YouTube that's, like, a food reviewer-esque.
He's a
and
yapper.
He does it all the time.
What's his name?
Timmy's Takeout.
Timmy's Takeout.
I might know him.
Sponsored.
Shout out to Ash Johnson voiceover. That guy's hilarious.
What was I about to say? Oh, obvious questions. I remember senior year, I was I was on tech crew for our school's musical, right? And like during tech week, the parents would like bring in food, cook for the kids. Like, you know, hey, you guys got some dinner. So it was spaghetti night, right? So I got my spaghetti on my plate. And I'm walking over to my table to go sit down. And then this girl walks up to me and she's like, oh, are we having spaghetti tonight?
Who?
Nah,
was
bro.
It on your plate? Just your plate?
No, it was on everyone's plate. Everyone was sitting down eating spaghetti.
Nah, bro, we eating marshmallows.
And I had spaghetti on
no,
my plate.
No, actually, we're eating
and
pig feet.
She was like, oh, are we eating spaghetti tonight? No. No, we're not eating spaghetti. Yes, obvious questions.
No, we're eating pig feet.
I hate them.
I'd say mine. Mine is obvious questions too, but just be different. Mine is... Well, I'll give to me having to explain myself when I don't feel like I need to, and people give me their opinions when I didn't ask for it. Like, recently, from recent events, like, people ask me about it, and then they will offer their opinion. I'm like, wait, I didn't ask. I ain't asked for all that. And I even give you all the details, and you've seen what I'm
That's
talking about.
To say,
you've seen
I
what
know
I'm talking
the
about.
Lore.
Yeah, you know the lore, but I found give you a bunch of context and, like, you making assumptions and stuff, like, keep quiet, please. What was the other one I said? Explain myself. Like, if I make a podcast and somebody asks, why are you doing it? Because I want to, like. Like,
no, they
I was
just
I
assume
a,
that you're, like, Aiden Ross or something, and you're, like, an alpha male, and you want a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't want people questioning my decisions because, one, they're not mine, and two, I didn't ask.
That's a big pet peeve.
I didn't ask.
Questioning my decisions.
Like, if I eat something and people are like, why are you eating that?
Amen.
Because I'm hungry. You're not the one eating it. Keep quiet and keep it moving.
That's another quote.
Keep quiet
and keep it moving.
Sorry, guys. This is a family-friendly podcast. I'm not supposed to be angry here.
You got to show all sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, I already confessed I was mentally unwell, but, you know, we're doing good. That's not a hurt. My goodness.
It was close enough. Why are your fingers like...
Yep.
Okay, Sierra, let's talk about your 30 days of only Christian music.
Let's talk about your 30 days of only Christian music.
Okay.
Let's get into that.
Yeah. So, like, where did that come from? How did that come about?
Mike, do you know why I started that?
I think we just, like, decided to do it.
Okay.
This is going to be a funny bit.
It might have been... it might have been just because of a need to feel closer to God at some point.
It was the music, the things they were saying in the music, and you were like...
Oh, yeah. Play. I think I was hyper-fixated on, like, lyrics at the time, realizing that a lot of the lyrics were like, I'm gonna go, like, die, or I'm gonna go, like, hurt someone, or do things like that, and it was just like, that's really bad. And even more tame ones where it's like cheating on your significant other and just like sins being inflated to a point where it's like, why are we glorifying that type of thing? So I told Mike that I was going to take 30 days and only listen to Christian music. Christian music as a whole, rap, gospel, whatever it may be, but it had to be something involving the Lord. And if any other type of music came on, like putting my headphones on, not listening to it, like in the dining hall, hardest time of my life. But I did it, and at first I felt no different. The first week was just like, this is so hard. I feel like I'm forcing myself to listen to this. After week two or three, it became something that I needed to do in order for me to feel like I was at peace with myself, because there was something in the words and what was being said that was constantly flowing through my brain that made me believe everything. That one song that I was talking about is one of the songs that I would listen to, and like constantly hearing like, you're enough, God thinks you're enough, it's okay, instead of, I cheated on my ex-boyfriend, I cheated on my boyfriend, he's horrible and I'm gonna go to the streets now. There's a very big difference in like my mood and my attitude during that time too. Yeah, it was just for a reset. It was a good reset. I should probably do it again. I haven't gone back to like that more secular music because it sounds frankly bad now. It's hard to listen to, like, who can I talk about? It's even hard to listen to people like Ella Mai sometimes, because even though she's R&B and she's like soft and mellow, what she's saying is still pretty bad. So it's constantly just a hunt now for new Christian music, and not falling for the Christian music on like Instagram reels that's just like rap, but they're like God in one line. So
wait, do you have anybody specific that you're thinking about when you say that?
What,
like the Instagram reels?
No, I
thought it was just me. For a second I thought I was going crazy.
That was my,
because no one else noticed it, and I thought I was going insane for a second. Glad it's not just me. Thank you.
Is it coming from outside? Is it coming from outside?
I think so.
It looks like your soundtrack.
That's
okay. Before we got really interrupted, whistle.
No, I don't have anyone in mind. I'm really bad at remembering names and things in general. I have the attention. I have the memory span of goldfish, not the attention span of goldfish.
That was hard to
cipher. Yeah, my brain you're still processing.
Yeah, I don't think I got
done processing. Want me to explain?
Nah,
no, you're good. You can continue.
You're good.
Okay.
You can continue.
Those are two different things.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
You don't know what my reaction to that is? Hold on.
Anyways.
This is my reaction to that information.
We love Jax. Show Jax. He's such a slay. No, I don't have anyone particular in mind. Very bad at remembering names and stuff. But I'll be like scrolling and it'll be like, I made this Christian shoe brand. It says Psalm 47 on the bottom. I love God. And I'm like, I don't think that's the whole epitome of what you're doing, but okay. And like people make songs that are tailored towards Christian people, but they don't really subscribe to that way of living, regardless of what denomination, non-denomination, I don't, it doesn't matter, believing in general. It's like just needing to decipher between that and like actual music and the words that it's saying. Which is why anytime you or Michael are listening to these songs, I took a networking class yesterday and they told me to use my hands more. So
You should talk with your hands because it invites the audience in.
Yeah. It's, anyway, whenever they listen to music and I'm like listening to the words, I'm like, what are y'all listening to? Like, this is scary. But
how was it scary? What do you have a
specific
song?
No, there was a song the other day I was listening to. I was like,
yeah,
what
like,
are they
saying? Me and my braider were talking about this while she's doing my hair. She like SZA, what's the song? Kill Bill.
Yes.
Like
yes. Even Saturn. Let me be so serious.
We're glorifying lyrics that saying I just killed my ex. Not the best idea.
Like girl, we know.
And then these words are like you said, I'd be hyper fixated on lyrics too. These words can influence you. Not that you're gonna kill it. Well, hey, it's certainly possible.
Some people might.
And it's certainly possible. Someone like, oh my gosh, she's SZA. She said I just killed my ex. I'm gonna go kill my ex too.
Yeah, people are weird.
People get influenced by that. And I think when I'm in my last episode about music, I mentioned Faith by The Weeknd. He says, I lost my faith. I'm losing my religion every day. I used to listen to that song and sing it a lot. And I had to like stop and realize, wait.
I don't like The Weeknd.
What am I saying? Hey, I figured. What am I saying?
It's valid.
Yeah. Like, even like with my cleanse of music, I had to push The Weeknd out of my music because he knows this. I'm a big Weeknd fan. Used to be a big Weeknd fan. But I had to push that out because those are just bad things that are being said. And I can't have that running through my mind. Like, I have good control over things that influence me, so I'm not gonna let that stuff influence me, but it does put those thoughts in your head. You don't want those thoughts. Like you said, hearing those words and songs that say, God thinks I'm doing good, so I feel better about myself. That's real important.
That's why I'll be listening to my, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, it's just like good vibes, you know, for the most part. The artists that I listen to, they don't have any dark things going on, but yeah, that era of music is just,
It's a lot more respectful, more vibey.
Puts a smile on your face.
Yeah.
It's like a bright, sunshiny day in your ears.
Yeah.
But yeah, The Weeknd is.
I don't know if it's more respectful to us. But anyway.
What?
60s music was definitely not respectful.
You're talking about
in all aspects.
I listen to the black artists. The only artists from the 60s that I listened to were black. 70s on, okay, we got white artists in there. But 60s, the Delphonics.
There's nothing wrong with listening to white people music.
That's
not
what I'm saying.
Thing either.
It's not.
It's just music.
It's my favorite genre.
But I am
genre.
Saying that there's context behind music that there's context behind all music, but 70s music, 60s music, if it's by a white person, it probably wasn't geared toward the African American. So
none of it was.
So
if you look at the concerts, it was just great masses of white people.
That was a time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being alive during then. I couldn't.
No.
Nah.
Self-love would be real hard.
It would be really hard if people are yelling slurs at you every time you walk out of your house.
That is crazy.
It's crazy how it's still going on today. Like, I'm grateful it's not as bad, but it's crazy how, like,
you guys know
racism
that
still exists.
All of the DEI programs in Florida got abolished.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't know what a DEI program
is. Diversity, equity, inclusion.
They got abolished?
Yeah.
The governor said, no more!
Yeah, what's his name? Do I want name drop him by now?
Don't.
No. He's crazy. I'm sorry.
But yeah, they're gone now. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Alright, you got three more things on the agenda. First things first, anything else you want to say about self-love, music, anything, things and such?
Love yourself. If no one else will, sometimes no one else will. And that's okay. It's okay to be alone sometimes, but don't force yourself to be alone. Bring the love in, give the love out. Be kind, be nice. That's it.
I used to hate being alone. I used to always want to be surrounded by people. I used to want like a big, huge group of friends to be surrounded by. And then slowly as I got older and matured, I realized how much I enjoy solitude. Like it is good to be around people, of course. You gotta know how to like socialize with others, but there's something so beautiful or just about you being in your own space, you know? And what I was originally gonna say is that self-love is a journey. You're not gonna get there fast by any means. Just take it one step at a time. Every day, try to be better than the person you were the day before. Just keep that in mind. Don't try to be that person who you wanna be a year from now. Just try to be better than who you were an hour ago, and you'll be fine. Like, I love myself now, but even today, like, I remember last week, they're my friends. I don't really talk to them that much, but I am affiliated with a friend group, and they went to go see Dune 2, and they know how much I love movies. My god sister went, and she knows how much I love movies, and I didn't even want to go with them. I love going to movies with my parents. Shout out my parents. But, it would have been nice to get an invite, at least. You know what I'm saying? I was going to say no.
It's okay, we'll go with you.
Thank you. You know, it would have been nice to go. Like, sometimes I do find myself like, hey, I wish I could be included. I don't know. I feel invisible sometimes, I would say. Like, people know of my existence, but they don't really know who I am, if that makes sense. I don't know. I feel quite invisible to the world at times. But that's a whole other thing. One day at a time, try to be better than who you were the day before. And yes, step by step.
See, coming from somebody that likes to be alone, like, I'll always choose being alone before being with a group of people. But I do recognize that I need social interaction for many reasons. So, like you said, being around certain people, being around people in general, that's really good for you. Like, every time I come here and I'm around you guys, I feel happy. I don't want to go back to school, but reality.
Oh my gosh, me and Mike were just talking about this. Shout out, Mike. It's like, now that I have, like, real friends who I actually care about, it's like, because, you know, there are those people in your life where they're like, oh, can we talk? Let's hang out. And you're like, okay, you know? But like, if one of these guys are like, hey, you wanna watch a movie, I'm like, okay, let's do it. You know? That's what happens when you get real friends.
I think one of the worst
real feelings.
Woo! I think one of the worst feelings is having to like force yourself to hang out with someone. Because it even happens to people you've known for a long time. That's like,
yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
That vibe, that connection's not there anymore. But that's okay. Growth is the goal.
It's all love in the end.
It's all love in the end.
All right, now for the fun part.
Oh. Don't break the laptop.
Like I said, the fun part.
If you haven't been watching, I've been ending episodes by asking my guests 10 questions.
Oh,
okay. So, yeah. Mr. Kane Beam is up first.
Oh, all right.
MCs as broad or as specific as you like. What's your favorite fast food place?
McDonald's.
What?
I was expecting Cane's.
That's
There's
what
no
I was
way.
Gonna say.
Or Crumble, if you consider Crumble
fast food. Crumble doesn't count as fast
food.
That's
cookies.
But yeah, I was expecting Cane's.
Okay, like, Cane's. Currently, yes, it is Cane's, but if we're talking favorite fast food space of all time,
okay,
McDonald's.
Are we going to go for Crumble and Cane's?
I'm done.
Okay.
And Cane's.
They're in the same place. We can just go to Crofton.
The University of Maryland still hasn't paid me this year.
You and Ashy not talking to your HR departments?
I talked to them. I'm getting paid this week. It's 100% confirmed that I'm getting paid this week, but I haven't gotten paid
yes.
yet. So, yes. Ashy is funny.
Ooh,
it always auto-collects to that when I type his name.
Exactly. That's why that's his name.
Hilarious. But yes, all time, McDonald's. But if we're talking like currently right now, Kate's.
She's so good.
I don't know if I'm going to ask this question. It's deep. I don't know why I wrote it down.
All right.
He gets, what's your favorite fast food? And I get a, I don't know if I should ask.
These are his questions.
No.
You have a whole different list of questions.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Nerd.
You got deep questions too. Don't worry about it.
You keep saying women in STEM. Nerd.
Okay. So, do you believe in soulmates?
Jesus. If y'all seen past lives, you know. To a degree, I don't believe in strictly like romantic soulmates. I think they're also like
friends.
Yeah, platonic soulmates.
That's real.
So I'd say yeah. I do.
I have a lot of those. That's
yeah.
Real. What's the best video game ever?
Stars of Force Unleashed.
This is gonna be interesting. I don't know why I wrote this down. top five friends.
Top five friends.
I think I could name them.
Let's go. I gotta.
No order.
I'm putting this in order. No, my friends are getting put on a tier list. Of course.
If Mike is higher than me, guys, we're rioting.
I know three people that are gonna be on the list.
Me too.
Honorable mention, Jax. But if he was a person,
he's your family. Can you
if Jax
it out?
Was a person, he'd be number one. I just want that to be known.
Okay.
Number five. Hold up, guys.
No.
Okay, number five, we have Mike. Mike is a recent.
No,
Mike is a recent
I'm
addition to the everyday life of King Beam. This school year in particular.
Just school year in general.
Brother, what is going on with time? This school year in general,
okay.
I'd say. We've gotten really close. Mike is my brother for real. Love the guy. Number four, we got my boy J-Pow up there. Also a great, great individual who is my roommate, who I will not be living with next year. So, sucks to be you, J-Pow. Number three, we got Mr. Imperfect Podcast. Himself.
I'm maxing out the charts right now.
Mr.
Imagine not on there.
I don't think you guys understand how sick I'd be.
Yo, there are three people I'm thinking of right now, and if needed, this is gonna be interesting.
That was actually hilarious.
More of his friends than I do.
No,
I've known Nate since we were like 5 years old.
No, one of them.
He inspires me every day. He's great.
Yeah.
Number two, we got this one right here.
And
Sierra. She's like me if I were a woman in a different universe.
Why a different universe?
I see that.
Because I wouldn't be a woman in this universe because I'm a man in this universe.
Okay.
I'm me. And number one, Sean, my brother.
Yeah.
He will be the best man at my wedding. I've known him since he was born. I talk to him every day. Yes. For like 5 years now. I've talked to that man literally every day, which is crazy that I haven't gotten tired of him. Love the guy.
If you're one of my best men at my wedding, I should be a best woman.
I got you. I'm gonna throw you a bachelor party.
But I'm a bachelorette.
I know.
I don't
That's
want
the funny. Hey. I wasn't gonna.
But that's like the whole like.
Hey, he has a vision.
It's a king.
I'm losing my freedom. I hate. Oh my gosh! I'm sorry. This is so off topic. Bachelor parties are so dumb. Bachelorette parties are so dumb. Why are you going to the strip club? Why are you saying that you're relinquishing your freedom?
Yeah, I didn't.
You've
have,
been together for 5 years. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe.
Most questionable way.
Fun little get together somewhere.
We should listen to gospel music and party.
I was gonna like say like karaoke or something. Like
it should be karaoke to gospel music.
Real sure.
That would be so. Anyway.
We're throwing you a party, bro. Those are my top
five.
More questions. If my friends see this, I love you all equally, except Sean. I love Sean.
We're literally in here.
Except Sean and J-Bow. Anyway.
J-Bow.
Old school music or modern music?
Old school. Easily.
Favorite anime?
Hunter x Hunter. Mm-hmm. Best anime of all time. I just gave you a shout out.
Oh, hi.
You're a great guy.
Good camera. How long has that
been?
Oh, Max. Are we pivoting? Oh. How long has it been?
Well, we can just have my...
Oh, an hour and 1 minute.
We can just have my face on there.
Oh, wait, is this still recording?
Yeah, it's recording again now.
Oh, we're good. Okay.
Oh, wait.
What about this? Oh, yeah.
Just show my face for the, you know.
Favorite Bible verse?
John 15:5, I believe it is. Without me, you are nothing. I have it engraved on my thing here. But yeah, I think the full verse is, I'm the vine, you are the branches. But the part that sticks out to me is, Jesus says that without me, you are nothing, which is true.
That's what she's around. If you wanted $10 million, what would you spend it on?
I'd pay for college. Well, first, what's 10% of 10 million? 1 million?
Ah, good learning.
I don't know. Is 1 million?
1
million?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You give 10% to God, plus a little extra. Then I'd pay off college. And then I'd take my parents on a big extravagant vacation somewhere. And then I'd buy shoes. And then I'd spend some money on my friends, get them some stuff, and then I'd probably buy more shoes and Star Wars collectibles and Legos.
And then the government takes the rest in taxes.
Yep. I'd go thrifting with Mike, that's what I'd do.
Alright. Let's see. What's your favorite thing about Sierra?
She's gonna be like, nothing, she sucks.
Why do I have to be nice
okay.
on camera? I'm trying to figure out how to put this into words.
No, it's such a heartfelt message is coming.
You crying again?
You calling out a man for crying?
No, I loved it. It was great.
I cried.
And I have it clipped in my phone.
I hate you. Men should cry, by the way. Endorse crying.
Let it out.
I cry a lot watching movies. Anyway, the thing that matters to me the most in friendship is just someone like being there for me no matter what. And Sierra is always there for me no matter what, no matter what I'm going through, the good and the bad. And I appreciate her for not hating me when things get rough in my life, if that made sense.
Did that make sense here?
Yeah, he says it all the time. Show for your podcast. Mm. Why would I hate? Question. Why would I hate you if your life is going bad? That's so interesting to me.
Because I feel like this goes back to like loving myself, but I always felt like a burden to people. So then when I go to you, I'm like, like somewhere in like a deep dark crevice in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, she probably doesn't care at all. That's so funny. Yeah. But you do. Yeah.
All right, now what's your least favorite thing about her? You don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
No, you should.
If you don't want to. But hey, it's unfiltered. I don't care what you say.
I am notoriously bad at reading my Instagram DMs. And she's always sending me Instagram reels. And then I feel even worse because I don't watch them. And it just makes me feel bad because she just keeps sending them. And I don't watch them ever.
It's okay. Everybody does that to me.
Every 2 weeks, maybe, I'll watch.
Oh, man. You got to pick up a sign. You know?
I'm never going to stop sending them personally because they're in chat with
thank
me,
you.
Beam, and Michael. And they will be hearing from my lawyer if they stop listening.
I appreciate them. I never read any of my Instagram DMs. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like business.
Business.
Yeah.
Alright, Sierra, your turn.
That was
Sierra's
10.
Turn. That was 10. That was
I don't know. My hope is, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, it was.
Oh, wow. All right. I was having fun.
Sierra's turn. Alright. What do you hope to achieve by the age of 50?
I think I want to be the first person in my family to be, no, rewind. I know I want to be the first person in my family to be an engineer. So many people in my family have tried, and it has not panned out the way that they planned it, but it's going to pan out. It shall. Through him I shall prosper. Anyway, want to be one of the first people in my family to be married, have their own home, kids, like that white picket fence life, but my own version. And just like a better view of my life to move on. I think because I'm so young, I have this like negative outlook on life quite often. And it's difficult for me to get out of that because I'm young and I'm comparing myself or I'm having a hard day. But I think by 50, at least, I'd want to be like, you know, today wasn't that great, but hey, I'm 50 years old and I'm still alive. I have a great family and whatnot. And like, life's going to move on. So, yeah.
Amen.
What's your favorite college memory?
At my orientation.
I knew it.
Yep.
I knew it.
I was standing next to Mike. This is just because it was really funny. Standing next to Mike, and he was like, I know you just met me. Trust me. Because we were standing in this, like, there's these circles on our campus where you can, like, stand in the center and clap, and it sounds like a squeak. It's kind of crazy, but, like, if you're here, you should try it.
Your camera?
Mm.
Oh.
That's fine.
Oh.
It's fine. We still got this. Yeah, we still got that.
But yeah. And it was just a nice interaction because that entire day I was hot, I was sweaty, I was nervous, and I didn't feel like I had made any friends, and I was talking to people, or at least trying to, but it was really hard for me that day because I got moved up in a different orientation than I thought I was going to be in, and I was just extremely nervous to come to college because I was comfortable in high school. So it was funny, But it was also really nice for someone to, like, notice my presence and, like, talk to me. Even if it was just, like, for fun and games, it was really nice. And I think that's one of my favorite college memories because it proved to me college isn't going to be that bad. It's had its trials and tribulations, but it hasn't been that bad. So, yeah.
What's your favorite season?
Fall. I hate spring. And I hate summer. Pollen. It's too hot because of climate change. Spring, I'm allergic to the outdoors, so I don't go outside.
So real.
I was born in fall. Fall makes me happy. The trees are pretty. I can go outside because there's less pollen. And that's when snow is about to really come into effect. Because I don't really like winter, but I like the snow.
What's your favorite color?
Tiffany blue.
What's your favorite Bible verse?
I pulled it up.
She was ready.
I was, because you asked him and I was like, anyway, it's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
Damn, dude, Bible study on that verse.
That was a good one.
Ooh, I like this one. It's kind of old, well, as far as trendy, but is Cheesecake Factory a good first date spot?
I have been to the Cheesecake Factory on a date, actually. It was the best time of my life.
Shut up, Mike.
Guys, I'm being so serious. You're bougie. I'm bougie. I've been to a PWI my entire life. I am bougie to the max. But when I tell you, food is food, and their menu has like over 100 items on it, pick something and pick something good. Don't be stingy. Plus, it's not cheap. Maybe there might be kids there, sure, but they have over, what, 30 different types of cheesecake? Babe, go try something. Try something. Don't be boring. Don't be lame. Plus, if someone thought about you enough to take you somewhere, be grateful. Thank you.
Why you gotta fight with me at Cheesecake?
No, I'm gonna go there.
He knows me so well.
Oh, God. Anyways. It's
practically like we're dating.
That's too
much. Families that drive families and go to Disney.
Alright, you're getting 9 questions because this one was too deep. Okay.
Let's get deep.
If you had a life changing moment, what was it?
When my grandfather passed away right before COVID started, I don't think I've ever been the same since. That man was my best friend. And I don't feel like I got to say goodbye, but I think every day I think about him and who I would have been if he was still here and who I try to be. I have a card that I was supposed to give him on my corkboard in my room. It's depressing that I never got to give it to him, but it's like a reminder he's still here. He was supposed to come to my graduation, but he didn't make it that far, but I know that I got there because he was helping me along the way. He's still here somehow, some way. But yeah, I think that was like that moment I was like, dang, people really do pass away. Like, important people pass away. And like, if my mom passed away, that's a crazy story. But like, him being so crucial and integral in me growing up and who I was and knowing my family definitely changed my entire life. And then we went into COVID and it was just like a lot, but it helped me realize you have to really appreciate the good moments you have with people, even if there are bad things, because tomorrow is not promised. I talked to him the day before he passed away, and like by the next day, the story had ended. So be grateful.
Mm-hmm. I want to speak on that. My grandfather passed away when I was like 10 or 11. And I don't know, it didn't hit me as hard as I would have liked it to. This is gonna sound so depressing, but like, I have been to so many funerals up until that point, so I guess it was kind of like, okay, this is like, of course death is part of life, but I don't know, it just seemed like routine for me to go to funerals. But now looking back at it, like, I wish he had lived longer, because I look at my life now, and he's influenced my life in so many weird little ways that I didn't realize until I got older. Like, he used to love watching westerns. He would watch this one, there's this one TV show network that just played this show called Gunsmoke 24/7. That's all he would watch. And I remember I used to try to like sneak and watch it too. My mom was like, oh no, you're too young for that. But now, me loving movies, westerns is my favorite genre of movies, and I'm pretty sure that's in some part due to him. I love Oreos. Oreos are my favorite thing ever. I need them to survive. He always had a secret little stash of cookies somewhere. It was like Piggly Wiggly. They had these like knockoff Oreos that he would hide because they didn't want to like eat sweets, but you know, he would tell me to go get him some, and then he'd give me some, and now I love Oreos to this day. So it's just kind of like, I wish that I had gotten old enough to really appreciate his life before he went away. So yeah, appreciate life and people around you, because tomorrow is not promised, as she said.
How would you define success for yourself?
I think now that I try and look at my life in less of a accomplishment way, because when I'm hyper fixated on making accomplishments, they don't happen. I think I describe success in how the people around me act, behave, but also treat me for right now, in this season of my life, this moment, when I can see that the people around me love me regardless of what I'm going through, me having moments that I need to myself, or like having a bad test day, like today, or anything like that. When I see that the people around me aren't just like, oh, sorry, and they're like, it's okay, let's go do something and get your mind off it, or anything like that. It's simple things, but I think I give myself that feeling of like, you're successful in the relationships that you've built. Be proud of yourself regardless of if today was a bad day, today was a bad moment, you're overthinking everything. You have good people around you, so it's okay. Yeah.
All right, fun question. What's your favorite thing about that guy?
You know, I feel like someone puts me on the spot, I can't do it, but then I'm like, beep, oh my god, this is... Anyway, probably just the fact that, like, we met in an English class where we were, like, the only black people, and instantly, we were, like, friends. There was no, like, awkward needing to get over anything. Mind you, he knew my other friends, but like, that connection wasn't there, and I just really appreciate the fact that he liked me for who I was, because I feel like a lot of times I make friends through friends, and it doesn't feel the same, but like, we're like brother and sister now, and it's really nice that somebody appreciated my blackness and my jokes. Ka-chow. You know what I said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did not get in trouble in English class. We didn't.
We did not get in trouble in English class.
But we laughed a lot.
Poor professor.
He's a slay and a half.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate that.
What's your least favorite thing about him?
He overthinks too much.
Whoa, hold on.
Could say the same about you.
I know. I thought you were. I'm so serious.
What's wrong with overthinking?
There's a lot wrong with overthinking. There's a lot right with overthinking, because you should not just be like, oh, I'm right, and leave it at that. But it comes to a point where I'm listening to what he's going through, and I'm like, if you didn't sit in your bed for that past 30 minutes, you'd be okay. But since you're not okay, I'm here to talk. I'm here to help you, give you a hug if you want a hug. We don't hug each other, but...
We don't. Every now and then. A little dap up, you know what I'm saying?
But, like, he overthinks too much. He's a great person, as I said. And it's just the circumstances of that other people are having around him. And I think he thinks that it's him too often, because it's not. Because I wouldn't be here if he was the issue. No, everyone has their moments, but like, if you were the consistent issue, I would not be here. So, stop overthinking.
I'll try.
Bro, well, that's it. Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you. It's always nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are my favorite guests.
The Imperfect Podcast.
Don't tell my other guests. These are my favorite guests. Yeah. I guess I gotta outro like this now. Thank you for watching. Follow the Imperfect Podcast, stuff like that. Follow him on social media, KingXBeam.
KingXBeam. Subscribe to KingXBeam. Road to 1K. We're almost at 1,000 subscribers. I do movie and TV show reviews. I think that I'm pretty funny, so you should check out my content.
He is funny.
Thank you.
She's not on social media, so you're not going to get her social media. But yeah, thanks to Sierra. And yeah, thank you guys for watching. Oh, thanks, Mike.
Shout out, Mike.